Blog Talk Radio.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
Anybody can fight, but
But the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's just tell them, everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning
season. You've got God to carry you.
It's your winning season.
You to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your rope, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't work failures. God don't call you defeated. You are a winner.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, Yvonne Stubb, who's ahead of my life, welcome to World with Gospel Connection. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Again, Hebrews 13 and 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Remember, 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. Definitely want to give a shout out to the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, and Mexico. Thank you guys for tuning in on a daily basis. Monday through Friday, you guys are on here hearing a word from God, supporting and listening in. Know that we are praying for you. We know that you can openly praise God like we can. That's why you have sisters and brothers in Christ over here in the United States praying for you. Know that you're not in this by yourself. This is a no judgment zone. Iron sharpens iron. God loves you. He doesn't care about what you did last night nor this morning. Know to continue to stand on his word. Father God, we ask you to come on the broadcast this morning. Have your way. Let the woman of God speak what you want her to be spoken. Let her continue to have your word in her mouth from her belly to come to your people, Father God. Continue to strengthen her. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. And to let the people that need to hear, hear. And the one who need to know who you are to understand who you truly are through the woman of God today. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be right back. And again, thank you for tuning in to Worldwide Gospel Connections, 563-999-3628. Remember, we're not here to judge. We're just here to encourage, support, and tell you about that man that we know, our Father, Jesus Christ.
glory and the lifter of my head. He walked with me, and I'm so glad that he talked with me, and he keeps on telling me I am his own. He's the lifter of my head. I don't have to worry, I don't have to stress, cause he never failed me yet. You are the lifter, oh God, lifter of. Lifted me, you've lifted me, and I'm so glad about it. You are the lifter. Hey. When sickness struck my body and they said I'd never get well, you came and you healed me. I know you're the leader, lifter of my. Come on now, somebody lift your hands if you think you lift up. Can you lift your hands and give God praise? Come on, he's the lifter. He is the lifter. He is the lifter. Come on, somebody lift your hand and acknowledge the lifter. When depression had me down, he lifted me and he restored me. He renewed me. He put me back together again. He didn't let me die. He kept on loving me. He kept on holding me. He kept on taking care of me.
Everybody go through things, but it's upon you when you say you're ready to say yes to God. She's determined just to touch the hem of his garment. My God, that story just does something to me. Keep pushing through. Do not give up. God loves you yesterday, today. He will never leave you nor forsake you. How desperate are you to get to him? How desperate are you to call on him? How desperate are you to fully surrender to Jesus Christ? All you want is that one yes. Yeah, it's rough, but it's for a reason. Do not give up. Continue to push through and stand on the word of God. Because he doesn't care what you did last night nor this morning. All he wants is that one-on-one time with him. Just think about it. You sitting there talking to Jesus, and day by day it will get better. Remember, the storm was there, just to test your faith. Don't think it'll take over your life because it can't. Your testimony is a test. That's it. Exactly the same thing you're going through right now, someone's going through. And once you overcome it, you can let them know you can do anything once you put your mind and heart in Jesus Christ's hands. Again, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be rough. But having faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Do you realize who your father is? If you forgot, let me enlighten you. His name is Jesus. He laid on the cross just for you and I. You're a daughter of a king. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hold your head up and understand that you are loved. You're beautifully and wonderfully made by your father. Hold on. Do not give up. Because what you have in your mouth, in your belly, can help the next person. We all been through things. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's untouchable. Pastors, ministers, apostles, prophets, bishops, no one is untouchable. But when you lean on him, my God, he will do wonders for you. Because your seed and their seed and their seed and their seed is counting on you. Your grandmother or mother stayed on her face just for you. You are loved. If no one else has told you, let me tell you, you are loved. And don't you ever forget that. I'm not going to prolong the time or hold up the woman of God any longer. I'm going to introduce the song and present to others. Prophetess Monique McCray, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, woman of God. The floor is yours. Let God use you the way I know he will. And I'm going to go on mute.
Good morning. Good morning, people of God. Good morning. I just give God the glory for this day because, you know, he is the reason why I'm here today. He is the reason why that I am fulfilling the kingdom agenda today to speak to his people, to incite their heart, to open their mind, to reframe their thoughts, and just a reminder of who they are in God. I just give him all the glory. I give him all the honor because it's only God. It's only because of him that I am here today. I thank the woman of God for inviting me on and entrusting the gift that anointed it on my life to fulfill the assignment that God has sent me on. And also I thank you all for joining in because you decided to say yes to see what the Lord has to say to his people this morning. Amen. Amen. So my name is Prophetess Monique McCray. I'm from Lafayette, Louisiana. I am the owner and founder of the Mastermind Agenda, where I provide virtual business solution to businesses, entrepreneurs, and independent contracts, and many more. But also my right, my birthright is that I am a minister of the faith. I am a prophetess, an oracle of God, and I am an assignment even in the marketplace, and even within the house of God. And so enough about me. I just want to go forth what God has to say. This song that the woman of God played, it just stirred up my spirit. It just made me feel some type of way. And not a bad way, you know, a good way. But that's what the ministry of menstrual is designed for, the ASAP spirit is designed for, to incite the heart of the people, to open up the heart, not only to praise God, but to reflect it all that God has done for us. And so that as I was beginning to listen and God began to remind me of why I am here today, God began to remind me of the topic that that was chosen as a reflection of all that I've gone through. And I'm trying not to get teary-eyed, but just understand the tear is of joy. and not of sadness or sorrow. So before I begin, I want to go in and open up in prayer, and then I will go forth. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for this morning, God. I thank you for this hour, this second, this minute, oh God, for this is the day that you have made. On the fifth day was the day that you created the seed-bearing plants, oh God. This is the day, God, that you created the thing to produce after its own kind, oh God. So, Father, we know without a shadow of a doubt that we are producing people after you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, what you place inside of me, oh God, shall go forth and land on the hearts of every believer, even the unbeliever, oh God, shall take root into their heart, and you will water it, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray they have eyes to see, God. I pray they have ears to hear the word of the Lord. I pray they have a mind, God, to receive every download that you are going to pour out even this hour, oh God. And I pray that every that, Lord, that God is receptive of the word, oh God. May there be none of me but all of you, oh Father God. Increase and I shall decrease, oh God. Allow them to hear your voice, oh God, and not mine, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Oh Father, we pray that the word go forth. God will break yokes in the name of Jesus. It will seven every demonic stronghold in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, God, that any distraction that tries to come forth, oh God, that tries to cloud their hearing, oh God, we eliminate it right down in the name of Jesus. We take over, we take authority over the airwaves. We take over authority over the cellular tower, oh God, the landlines, oh God. We take authority over the broadcast. We reclaim that because it all belongs to you, oh God. Yes, the Bible declared that the devil is the prince of air, but we serve a greater God. We serve a God that's greater. He created the devil. So he created the atmosphere. He created the airwaves. So, Father, we reclaim it back to the kingdom in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, Father, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen, people of God. I am rejoicing because this word that God has been brewing in my belly for quite some time, and I actually wrote a book about what I'm going to discuss today. And the topic today is about masterminding your kingdom agenda. Now, I want that to sit in your spirit. I want you to get that, make it resonate loud, supersonically in your spirit, masterminding your kingdom agenda. When I was sitting here and I was listening to that song, that, and God was beginning to bring it all back to my memory, all that I went through to get to where I am today, it wasn't easy for me to mastermind my vision and the purpose of God. It was not easy for me to mastermind the kingdom agenda. I had to go through some stripping. I had to go through some opposition. I had to go through some barrier that I had to not only overcome it, but I had to eliminate. I had to destroy. I had to go through some hurt and some pain and some betrayal. And even I had to go through some things that required me to get right with God and to deal with my own personal issue, because I can't command, I can't tell people to take the speck out of their eyes when my speck is bigger than their speck. Amen. And so this word that's going forth, and I'm trying to slow down because I've the spirit of the Lord, and I'm trying to slow down for you guys, but this word is, it's so much substance, and it was birthed out of me. And when there's a fibroid, I call it a spiritual fibroid, that's sent by the spiritual sniper of the enemy and would come to try to block every ability to produce, to block everything that God has placed inside of me to release. But we know that God is a healer, and I'm speaking spiritually and I'm speaking naturally. And so I was once a woman with the issue of blood, with bleeding for almost a whole year. And then when I decided that I had to get blood transfusion in 2015, and again I had the same blood transfusion again in February, going through the same thing. But this time I knew, this time I understood what I was up against. I knew it was an attack. And so that when they did the biopsy on me, and they A biopsy, this is C, because they found a mass, a large mass filled with fluid on my behind, attached to the back of my uterus. And so that when I got the result, it said it was inconclusive. See, I already knew that I was healed. See, I already knew what God was doing. And I cannot tell you, I have not had the surgery yet, and I'm not even on the pill, and I have not bled again. That bleeding has dried up. I'm here to tell you that when you come to know how to mastermind your kingdom agenda, when you come to mastermind the word of God, mean to master, mean to be able to conquer everything that tries to set up against you for you to fail, to set up against you for you to delay. But God, I learned I had the power. I learned of my kingdom identity. I learned of my kingdom authority. I learned of my kingdom mandate, my kingdom mantle, but most of all, my kingdom agenda, because I understand that this was bigger than me, huh? But I knew I served a God that he was greater than those things I was dealing with. So when I began to envision myself, I began to maximize my faith. I began to optimize every tool that God had given me to be able to not only to maximize my vision and purpose, but to maximize my faith, because faith without work is dead. So I had to put some things in action. Oh, my God. It is just mind blowing, and God began to reveal to me why I had to go through these things. Because in order for me to release that book, in order for me to speak today, I had to understand faith on a whole nother level. I had to understand healing on a whole nother level. God is calling his people to walk in the supernatural. The problem with the people of God, we don't believe in the supernatural. See, we believe the narrative that in the biblical text. We believe in, what we hear about the woman that needs your blood. We hear it, but we don't believe that it can happen in our life. When we don't believe that the Israelite truly was walking in the supernatural, because even we came, I'm sorry, they back. We are like the Israelites, that we walking in the supernatural, but we can't acknowledge that we're walking in the supernatural. See, the Israelites were so bitter. They was bitter. They didn't want to go through the trial. They didn't want to go through the thing. They felt entitled. They were not grateful. They were complaining. They got the audacity even to complain about the manna, and they never have to starve. They never have to be thirsty. And so that because they did not realize acknowledging that the supernatural gods would cover them by day and leading them through the night, because they were disobedient, because they opposed against Moses, because they opposed against God, they exempted themselves for even entry into the promised land. Even Moses, see, it don't matter what your title is, even Moses was exempt for entering to the promised land. But God had raised up a successor. God had raised up one that would carry on that mantle, that would carry on that agenda, that would carry on that mandate. Do you know that when you choose not to do it, God will raise up somebody to do it? God reminded that many of the reasons why that people are not able to mastermind their kingdom agenda, because they don't understand what it is to be a mastermind of vision and purpose. A mastermind of vision and purpose. I like to use the acronym that I created, MVP. Do you know that being a mastermind of vision and purpose, if you are the most valuable player, come on, in the kingdom of God. You are the most valuable player on the earth. Why? Because you are a mastermind of vision and purpose. Why are you a mastermind of vision and purpose? Because you called yourself a servant of God. Because you decided I'm going to walk in the way of God. Because you choose to bow down to the name of Jesus. And because of those things, you have accepted Christ. And now that you have been reconciled with the Father not only redeemed you but justified you, he granted you access to the inheritance which makes you a co-heir to the kingdom of God. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 16, the Bible says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." We are not We're not subjected. We are not, we judge all things because we are spiritual beings and we are not subjected to anyone's judgment. Hear the scripture saying that because we have the mind of Christ, if Christ is your master, that makes you a mastermind. Why? Because I have a mind of my master. That is your creation mandate that was established in Genesis chapter 1 and even Genesis chapter 2. When God said, let us create man. And what? In our own likeness, in our own image. God breathed himself in us because the purpose of him breathing himself, because only God's breath, the Holy Spirit, is of life. So God breathed himself in us so we can have life, but also to be able to have that divine connection with him. Me, if I have a divine connection with God, I am able, the Holy Spirit is able to speak to me and reveal to me the thoughts, the mind of God. God spoke, gave us a creation mandate to be fruitful, to multiply. Come on. He said be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish, and to subdue. Come on. To be fruitful means what? To be able, the ability to produce, the ability to create. Come on. You are the ability to create. To multiply means expansion. It means prosperity. Come on. It means that advancement. Come on. It means that increase. That's what it means. And so the spirit of replenish means to restore. Come on. And to restore something, to mend it, right? So therefore that we are a solution. Because to be a solvent, right, to be a problem solvent, you are mending any conflict. You are mending anything that's out of order. And God has given us that mandate, that creation mandate, or the ability to be able to mend things, to be a solution to a problem. Last, to subdue means to master, to conquer, and to dominate. We are more than conqueror, we are overcomer. But God wanted to master in the very things that he has entrusted us with. God wanted to master our anointing. He wanted to master our gift. He wanted to master our talent. He wanted to master our skill. He wanted to master our vision. He wanted to master our purpose. God called us to master the very things, to be a master of something, me not only to acquire the skills, but also to oversee it. So as a master to dominate, God will create a space for you to dominate in the area that you are mastering. That you are mastering. That is your creation mandate. You are mastermind when you come to that full understanding of who your creator is, but who you are. God said one of the problems is kingdom identity. You don't know your kingdom identity. You're wavering back and forth about who you are in God. You're wavering back and forth in a mirror, and you say you don't see God, but you hear what God's saying, but then when you're looking in the mirror, you don't see what God's saying. So you begin to question your kingdom identity. When God said that you are his child, when God said that you are heir to his mighty kingdom, when God said that you are his royal priest, when God said that he fearfully, wonderfully made you, when God spoke it in the beginning of your creation mandate that you have the ability, that he called you to have dominion over the things of the earth. Come on, that he has called you to be a master of gifts, of vision, and purpose, that he called to be a master, to be a steward of the very thing that he entrusted you with. He has called you to raise up in this hour to translate the gospel of Jesus Christ, not just to those in your community, but through the furthest of the earth. God have called you as his daughter. God have called you as his prophet. God have called you as his apostle. God has called you as his minister. He called you his ambassador, his minister of fame. He said you are the building and you are my church. You are my field. God have called you by name, and he has feel his name upon you, but because due to your trauma that you have endured in life, due to some barriers, some social barriers, some psychosocial barriers, some spiritual barriers that you have endured that is placed strategically in front of you, you can't see past the barrier. You can't see past the distraction to know that who you are in God.
You shouting, yes, yes, oh yes, I am a child of God. I'm blessed and highly favored. I am the head and not the tail. I am a lender to many nations and no longer the borrower. But you saying those things, but God said you're not believing it. You're not believing it. You don't believe with your kingdom identity. Because you still seeing the old you when God said, I made you a new creature. Create a new creature in me. You're not seeing the transformation because you're still blinded about what people say and who you are. You're still blinded by who you used to be. You're still blinded by that word that was spoken over your life since childhood. But God said that in order to come to terms with your kingdom identity, I need to break those demonic infrastructure that you have been building your identity upon. God said that your identity crisis is the key, the cure for your identity crisis is Christ Jesus. It's Christ Jesus. Jesus said himself, to see the Father, you see me. He knew what his kingdom identity was. Even when Satan decided he's going to creep his little head, and after Jesus come off that 40-day fast, 40-day, 40-night fast, and he decided to come against Jesus' kingdom identity. Jesus knew who he was. That's why he couldn't win them over. Many of us become like Eve. We bite the bait what the enemy presents to us. Eve was so distorted by what the enemy said that she literally forgot or literally dismissed that God created her to be like him. That she had a kingdom identity. She had a creation mandate. She had kingdom authority. They were supernatural beings, but she allowed the enemy to speak in her ears to make her feel less than what God say, who she is and who she was. So she bites the bait that caused the fall of mankind. Many of us are like Eve. We're aimlessly wandering, trying to figure out who we are. When God said, if you seek me, if you seek my kingdom, if you seek my righteousness, God said, all things will be added unto you. God said, I will show you the thing that you never seen before. The only one person that can give you, who can tell you of your kingdom identity is the one that created you. Man has no authority to make you. They can mock you, but it can't make you. They can mock you, but can it never make you. When Jesus, and I'm pinpointing everything back to Jesus, because we need to realize that Jesus went through all these attacks but never wavered of who he was, never wavered his kingdom authority, never wavered his kingdom mandate, his kingdom mantle, and most of all, his kingdom agenda. Even when at towards the end, when he was getting on his way to be crucified, they began to mock him. That struck a thorny crown upon his head to mess with what they mean. They were trying to mess with his mind. Come on. They wanted to strip him. They wanted to strip him of his anointing. They wanted to strip him of his identity. They wanted to strip him of his authority. But what they failed to realize, this was not a natural thing. This is a spiritual thing. What God had already pronounced over your life, no man can take that from you. Because it's not natural, it's spiritual. You are a spiritual being, and we should be walking in the supernatural. And walking in the supernatural requires understanding who you are in God and in the kingdom of God. The next thing is, God says, the next thing is your kingdom authority. In order to maximize your kingdom agenda, you got to know your kingdom authority. Jesus said, all authority has been given unto you to tread over the serpent and the scorpion. Let's go back to Genesis, when the Bible said that the seed of the woman would crush the head of Satan. Who is the seed? If the seed is Jesus and we are the body of Christ, then we have the authority to crush the head of Satan. The Bible said that we're more than conquerors. We're overcomers. We're victorious. We have authority. Authority that was given to us since the beginning. We have a, why are we walking like we have no authority? Why are we bowing down to the thing that's beneath us? Why are we bowing down to words that is that was not released out of the mouth of God? We have kingdom authority. We got the power to call on things that be not as though they were. We have the power to walk. We have the authority to command our morning. We have the authority to call things from the future into the now. Come on. We got that authority. Why? Because we are the children of God. We are not subjected to anyone's judgment, but only God. We are masterminders. We are MVP, mastermind of visions and purpose. We are most valuable players in the kingdom of God and on the earth. Jesus said, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not understand what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because everything I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. So everything that Jesus has shown them how to walk in their kingdom authority, everything that the word of God has shown how to walk in the kingdom authority, why aren't we walking in our kingdom authority? When God said from the beginning in Genesis that the seed of the woman would crush the head of Satan, why are we not crushing heads of Satan like you crush grapes? Come on, why are we not crushing the heads of chaos? Why are we not crushing the heads of perversion? Why are we not crushing the things that's in our generation? Come on, we have authority. We have authority to dismantle Satan power. Come on, we have authority. Come on, we have authority to call, to release, to overthrow some things, to uproot some things. Come on, we have that authority. We have authority to call forth and tell and command the witches to command the witches to bow down to the name of Jesus. We have the authority. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 28 that he said that people fear us just knowing that we are his children. That's authority. He said they'll come in one way but flee out seven ways. Why? Because of kingdom authority. How is that possible? Because we are his earthen treasure. We are his earthen vessel. Possess the essence power of God that's working through us. No, it's not by might. It's not by might. It's not by our own power or our own will. It's by the Spirit of God. It's supernatural. Because you are spiritual beings and you are children of God. You walk, the supernatural is around you and among you to mastermind your kingdom agenda. In order to mastermind your kingdom agenda, you got to know your authority. You got to believe that I have the authority to command the demons to get out of my house. I have the authority to command anything that trespasses in my life, that enter any gates. I have the authority to cast it out and send it straight back to the pits of hell. I have the same authority to shut those gates in the name of Jesus. I have the authority to command the gate of prosperity to open up for me. I have that authority. I have the authority to change the molecular structure in the wall and to bring joy in my life. I have the authority to command those Titanic spirits that's trying to wrap itself around my child. I have the authority to slap his head, to crush his head, and command and ask God to release his consuming fire to destroy in the name of Jesus. I have the authority to open up my mouth and declare what I want. I shall have what I want, and what I want, I shall have. I have that kingdom authority because I do what the Father tells me to do. I say what the Father tells me to say because I am him. I'm just a vessel. He's using me on the earth, so he's giving me authority. The Bible, we go to Nehemiah. Nehemiah had the authority to rebuild the gate. He had the authority to rebuild the wall. He had the authority to use to tell the people what he needed to do. He understood his kingdom authority. He understood who he was. That's why he was able to mastermind his kingdom agenda to rebuild in Jerusalem. No matter Samalot or Tobias or Geshem or the Arabian or the Ammonite, the Ephraimite, no matter what they try to do to Nehemiah, they couldn't get Nehemiah to see the work. They couldn't get Nehemiah to come down. They couldn't get Nehemiah to fret. They couldn't get the people to stop or to run away. Why? Because kingdom authority they have. Nehemiah said in the beginning, he said, not only that I need your permission to go, because we know the king represents God. And not only I need your permission to go, I need favor, but I need you to send out some decrees to all these keepers in the area that I got to go through, because I need some resources. And it was provided to him. Those letters, the Bible said letters, in that time, King Royal is decreed. What the letter does, give authority. It authorizes. God have authorized you to go to different, have authorized you everything that you need to fulfill your kingdom agenda. God have called you. He have authorized you. He had anointed you. The Spirit of the Lord had anointed you to go forth to fulfill the kingdom agenda. He have mantled you. He has mandated you. He has charged you. He has equipped you everything that you need to fulfill that kingdom agenda. God said it's not by power. It's by my Spirit that you are able to do these things, because I have given you sufficient grace. I have given you grace to empower you to do these things. No matter what the opposition is, no matter what the barrier is, just know you just trust me. If you take a leap of faith and you just take that 1 foot forward, that 1 foot forward, and I will give you a plan. You take that 1 foot forward, then I'm going to grant you, I'm going to give you favor in your resources. If you just take that 1 foot forward, then I'm going to remove those physical barriers, those material barriers. If you just take 1 foot forward, then I'm going to reward you. God said, don't mind the things that people are saying. They're going to mock your kingdom authority. They're going to tell you don't take all that. God said, in this hour, you need to build up your faith. You need to build up your faith in the Spirit. You need to begin to build up your faith, and that comes from studying, meditating on the words of God day and night. What did God say about you? Come on. When a true prophet come and prophesy to you, are you going back to that prophecy and what thus says the Lord has said concerning you and your kingdom agenda? Are you reading the words of God, and what is God saying about your kingdom authority, your kingdom identity? What is God saying? Why do you think God tells Joshua to meditate it on a day and night so you can observe what to do according to the word? So you can apply it in your life, so you'll know what to do when opposition rises up against you. So you'll know that who you are when people try to tell you that's not who you are. So you will know that I fearfully, wonderfully created you. So you will know no matter if they come against you, I will lift up a standard against it. So you will know that I am your shield and I'm your buckler. So nothing, no demon, no plague, nothing can come near you. So you will know that I have an angelic host that I already dispatched on your behalf, who's surrounding you, who's protecting you. So you'll know, even though crisis arrives, Christ is still with you. So you will know, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you don't have to fear, for I am with you. I am the same God that will lay you down in green pasture. I am the same God that will lead you to the still water to refresh your soul. I am the same God that will anoint you. I am the same God that will prepare a table in front of you and before your enemy. God said that these things I need you to meditate on day and night. God, I need you to reframe your thoughts. Reframe your thinking. Renew your mind with the word. Renew your mind with the promise. Renew your mind with every prophetic utterance that was spoken to you from the mouth of a true prophet. God said, I need you to recite those things out loud so you can get into your spirit of your kingdom identity and your kingdom authority. God said, no more delay. God said, no more lame excuse in this hour. The next thing is your kingdom mantle. Do you know your kingdom mantle? You cannot fulfill your kingdom agenda until you identify the mantle. The mantle is what God has anointed you. What he has, the faith that he has created for you to operate in. The mantle is what's given you to be able to fulfill, to carry out your kingdom mandate. Do you know the mantle that dropped upon you? Do you know the mantle that you are carrying? Everyone is mantled for something, for a purpose. Everyone is meant, when there's a kingdom mandate, there is a mantle that God drops on you. Some of us have prophetic mantle. Some of us have the apostolic mantle. Come on. There's different types of mantle. What have you identified your kingdom mantle? Elijah warned. He knew who he was. He knew who he was. Walking with Elijah, he knew who he was. He knew of his kingdom identity. He wanted double portion. He wanted double of what of Elijah. The Bible said that the mantle dropped upon Elijah. He knew who he was. He knew of his kingdom mantle. And when he understood of his mandate, he understood of his authority, his identity, he understood the man, he received his mantle, he went forth. And he did great things. And though opposition did rise to him, and then yet there was some time he wanted to give up, but he still continued to fulfill his kingdom agenda. The next thing is your kingdom mandate. What if God has charged you to do? In order to fulfill your kingdom agenda, you got to know the mandate. What does God have mandated you to do? What did he charge you to do? We know that the bigger kingdom mandate that Jesus has charged us what? To go out, preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, get them baptized, not just, and he even told you, not just in the four walls, which is Jerusalem, not just in Judea and Samaria, but even to the furthest of the earth. That was the main kingdom mandate for all of us. Your kingdom mandate, your agenda is tied to the Great Commission of Matthew 28. There's always, remember, there's a bigger agenda. There's a greater agenda. Everything that we do, whether you are in the marketplace, whether you are in your job, whatever it is that God has created, the space that God has created for you, is tied to the bigger kingdom mandate, and that is Matthew 28. Don't let people make you, if God calls you into the marketplace, don't let people make you feel bad about that. Don't let people feel bad if you in the marketplace and you God may cause you to be a ministry strategist, a ministry marketplace strategist, and you're charging people or whatever. You don't make people make you feel bad. That's the area that God placed you in. But it's your job to carry out kingdom principle. It is your job to possess the mind, to possess the mind of Christ, to possess the attribute of Christ. Because even in the marketplace, whether with our job or whether in corporate America, we are still supposed to do the work of the kingdom of God. The Bible says commit yourself to the work of the work of God, no matter where we are. We never stop doing it. We never stop fulfilling our kingdom agenda. Don't let no one discourage you and tell you that how can you be a woman of God or a man of God and you charging me? Hell, this is my business. This is where God placed me. Paul was a tent maker. He was building tents. In the spiritual, he was building tents for what? For the Christians that was being Christians that was being persecuted, Christians that was being outcast. People that decided that that particular time when they decided to follow Jesus Christ, they were kicking these family members out. They were being put out of their homes. They were being ostracized. They were being outcast. Paul built these tents for these people. You see how it's tied to what? To a bigger mandate. A bigger mandate, a larger mandate. And the last is, what is your vision and purpose? Habakkuk 2:2, the Bible says what? That he gave Habakkuk what? He gave the prophet a vision. He gave instructions to make it plain. And whoever read it would run with it. See, what is the vision that God has given you? What is the purpose of that vision? Your job is to mastermind that vision and purpose to fulfill your kingdom agenda. Once you begin to identify each one of these categories, these items, then you are ready to mastermind your kingdom agenda. Now that you know that you are mine, that you are mastermind of vision and purpose, then now you should know the next thing level is that you are a master builder. Because you are called to build. The gift was given to build, to edify, means to build, to build up, to erect, to bring comfort, to exhort. That's what you're called to do. A master builder possesses the attribute of God. A master builder prioritizes kingdom agenda. A master builder understands who he understands, not only his identity, but his or her authority. A master, 1 Corinthians 3:10 says, "For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I lay a foundation as an expert." With that, you hear expert? That means what? Master. Builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one must be careful how he builds, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus laid the foundation, and we build on that foundation. If you are a kingdom master builder, we build on the foundation and the principle of Christ Jesus. You are not just an expert builder, you are a master builder, according to 1 Corinthians 3:10. A master builder possesses these things, these spirits. They possess the spirit of knowledge. They possess the spirit of counsel. They possess the spirit of wisdom. They possess the spirit of prophecy. They possess the spirit of faith. They possess the spirit of diverse tongue. And I'm not talking about the heavenly tongue. I'm talking about the ability to be able to communicate to different people of different culture, customs, of different tongues, a different language. They understand how to overcome communication barrier in order to translate the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this ability, they have the gift of interpretation of tongues. And I'm not talking about spiritual. I'm talking about being able to understand. A master builder commit to the work of God. They prioritize kingdom agenda. They understand their kingdom authority. They understand the agenda. It's the agenda they are mastering, they are responsible for, is much greater than themselves or the opposition around them. A master builder mind your own affair, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11. Say, mind your own business. They work with what they work was in their hands, and they follow the instruction that was given to them. They make it their ambition to create a peaceful life or a peaceable environment. Why? Because of their kingdom authority. They know how to command peace around them when chaos begins to rise up against them. A master builder is anointed to dominate the space that he or she is mantled for. You are equipped with gifts, with skills, and I'm talking about supernaturally, but also the natural thing like the skills and the talents to do what God has called you to do. A master builder is ever learning. They don't remain on a basic thing. They don't remain on the elementary things of God, and even in the natural. They advance in knowledge and in wisdom. They're constantly, like Solomon, constantly seeking God's face, how to master their agenda, how to govern it. Because they understand that they're just a steward. They're just a manager over it. God is the CEO. A master builder is consistent and persistent. Consistent, persistent, get a return on their investment. ROI. Elroy sees all things. So when Elroy sees of your faithfulness, and that he can entrust you with the agenda that he has given you, Error see your faithfulness. Error see your heart, the purity of your heart. Error see that you're persevering. Error see all these things, and there shall be a return on your investment. Why? Because the Bible said what? That we shall reap a reward. Come on. Error said, what did he say to Joshua? He said, what? If you meditate on my word day and night, he said, what happens? You will have what? You will have good success. Not only that you will prosper, but you will have good success. The master builder always reveals his master plan because he is a master planner. The master planner always obtains the master plan from the one who has sent them. Master planner prioritize kingdom agenda by defining the agenda. The master planner understands Proverbs 19:21. People can make all kinds of plans, but only the Lord plans will happen. The master planner promotes the plans of God, the will of God. Like Nehemiah, the master planner is a cupbearer. What they pour out is what is poured out is free from toxic, it's pure, it's fermenting. I want you to get that. They understand whatever's in that cup, that bearing, is willed by God. A master planner understands Habakkuk 2:2. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets so that the one who read it will run with it. They always create a plan. And the plan comes from the master plan that God has given to them. And with that plan, they create a strategy. But what's the difference between a plan and a strategy? A plan is telling you about what you're going to do. The strategy tells you how you're going to do it. The strategy is where, how I'm going to do it. They're going to, how I'm doing it. The resources, the manpower, all these things that it takes, that's what a strategy. You create a strategy for every task. If I need to build, part of my plan is to create a marketing, to build up my marketing team or to increase my brand awareness or my brand visibility. Guess what? Okay, now I got to create a strategy. The strategy is for the item that's listed on the plan, that's listed on your agenda to fulfill. A master planner sets realistic goals with realistic dates. The Bible said in Nehemiah chapter 2, when Nehemiah went before the king and asked the king for favor, to go to rebuild the city. The king asked him, verses chapter 6 says, of the second chapter of Nehemiah, then the king with the queen sitting beside him asked me, how long will your journey take and when will you get back? Nehemiah said, it pleases the king to send me till I set a time. According to the king table, and God has a timetable. And God gives every one of us have a deadline of when we should fulfill it. And we must know that God doesn't delay the promise because the Bible says he never slack or slumber on the promise. We delay it. Delay is disobedience. Well, why are we delaying to implement the plan to fulfill our kingdom agenda? Well, because we allow barriers. We have not overcome and conquered those barriers that's before us. There are social barriers. Social barriers are what people, your peers, your family, the community, what society say about you. They focus on your disability. They focus on the things that on your lack. When God said, don't worry about that, I'm going to give you the supernatural ability to do it. Social barriers with this poverty, all those things that set in place to hinder you from fulfilling your kingdom agenda. If you are delayed because you have not overcome those barriers. How do I overcome those barriers? I identified those barriers. And when I identify those barriers, I pray and fast so God can teach me and show me how to overcome those barriers. I studied the Word of God to be able to reframe my mindset, to renew my mind so I can, what, destroy those barriers. One of the main barriers is a spiritual barrier, and that's fear, anxiety, procrastination. In order for you to master your kingdom agenda, you have to eliminate the spirit of procrastination. Procrastination is the overwhelming feeling that overwhelming feeling that you feel, the overwhelming feeling of I'm not sure that I can do it, or that I'm capable of doing, or it's so great of a task that I just don't want to do it. Why? Because I fear that I'm going to fail, or I fear of the unknown. Procrastination is an extension of the strong man called fear. Once you conquer fear, procrastination is eliminated. Fear is going to always show up. You just got to know how to deal with fear. And we don't entertain it. We get rid of it. We dismantle its power. We eliminate it. We annihilate it. We let fear know that we walk in our kingdom authority, and fear us. I told a woman of God one day, and we were talking about fear, and I said, you do know that fear is a strong man. It's a demon. Fear you. And she was like, what? Fear fears you, because fear that you're going to walk, you're going to mastermind your kingdom agenda, that you are going to do what God calls you to do, that you're going to find out who you truly are. Come on. Fear that you're going to discover your kingdom identity, your kingdom authority, your kingdom mandate, your kingdom mantle, and most of all, your kingdom agenda. Fear that you're going to take that one foot forward. Fear that you're going to, your mindset's going to change, and you're going to take on the mind of Christ, and you're going to realize that you are a mastermind of the vision and purpose that God has entrusted you with. Fear. That you're going to come to know that you are called to be a master builder. Fear that you're going to succeed, and you're going to be fruitful, and you're going to multiply. Fear that you're going to walk in the supernatural. Fear that you're going to annihilate them. This is why a mastermind of vision, a purpose, always a master planner. Because the plan is designed to eliminate those distractions, to keep you focused, to keep you mind the thing that is true, that is noble, that is virtue, that is praiseworthy. Mind the thing that's in front of you that God has given you. The moment that you take your mind off of those things that you have now, has back to base. You have shifted your focus on things that not have no concern of you. Stay in your lane. Mind your own affairs. Mind what God has put in front of you. Work with your God. Stop comparing yourself to other people. Stop commending yourself to the next prophet, to the next influencer, to the next author. The plan was designed so you can read it, so you can meditate it on it day and night, so you can be not only prosperous, but you will have good success. That's the key element, good success, because not all success are good. Good success is bring longevity. We want the success to be everlasting. And the Bible says whatever that's built on God shall last. Paul said it best, that Jesus laid the foundation. We are supposed to build on the foundation that Jesus Christ had laid for us. If you're not building on the foundation of Jesus Christ in everything that you do, whether it's your marriage, whether it's your household, whether it's your church, your ministry, your business, or in the workplace, whatever it is, it will not last. It's slowly crumbling away. God is the CEO of everything that we do. He called the shot. All we need to do is line up, get in line, get our agenda, and go for it. A master plan worked what he got and followed the instructions. He's anointed to dominate the space he or she mantled for. A master plan always review, reflect, and rest. The three R's. When the Lord, Elohim, created the world, every day when he rolled out his plan, and at the end of the day, he reviewed it, he reflected on it, and he approved it. On the seventh day, he rest. He reviewed everything that he created. He reflected on it. And the Bible said, he said it was good. Meaning that he approved it. He was satisfied. Can you say that every day when you roll out a plan for each day? Do you review it? Do you reflect on it? Are you satisfied? Because though that you may be fulfilling your agenda, but are you following, are you doing it in the way of God? Is it good? Is it godly good? Or is man good? Humankind good? There's going to be opposition. And I want to share this because I feel it in my spirit, and God reminded me. You are a mastermind of visions and purpose. You are the MVP. You are the real MVP, one of the most valuable players of the kingdom on the earth. The opposition will rise. You're going to have the Sambalot. You're going to have the Tobias. You're going to have the Geshem. You're going to have the Arabians. You're going to have the Asadai. You're going to have all these people that are going to rise up against you. Jesus had the Pharisees against him, the Sadducees, his own family, his own community, the Herodians. He had all these people up, all these opposition against him, but he did not fret. He did not sin. Even in a time when he was in the garden and praying, asking God to remove that cup from him. But he said, let it be God. He said, let it be your will, not my will. Jesus was mocked. He was talked about. He was beaten. He was persecuted. He was crucified. But at the end of the day, on Calvary, he said, what? It is finished. At the top, they said, King of the Jews. But what they failed to realize, he was king of all of them. Our suffering, the opposition are designed to elevate us. Well, how do you know? Because the Bible says our enemy will become our footstool. So what are the footstools used for? To lift us. So opposition comes. Crisis arrives. But those things push you closer to God when you continue to persevere, when you continue to move forward, when you continue to walk in your kingdom authority. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by this pandemic. I'm not moved by the floor closure. I'm not moved by the sickness. I'm not moved by all those things. I'm not moved by their lies. I'm not moved by the deceitfulness. I'm not moved by these witches and warlocks. I'm not moved by those leaders that told me that I wasn't called. I'm not moved by those that hurt me. I'm not moved by my ex. I'm not moved by my past relationship. I'm not moved by what my family thinks. I'm not moved by none of those things. Because I walk uprightly in my kingdom authority. I know who I am. I am a child of God. I am a royal priest. I am I'm an heir of the mighty kingdom, God. I am the real MVP. I'm a mastermind of visions and purpose. I'm a master builder. I'm a master planner. I have a kingdom mandate. I have a kingdom agenda that I got to fulfill. And not a devil in ATLL could tell me otherwise. Opposition can rise, but I'm still going to move forward. Yes, they caught me before. Yes, I reverted back. Yes, I retreated. Yes, I was feeling sorry for myself. Yes, I had a moment that I was sitting by the poolside and making up all kinds of excuses, but not no more. more. And where I become to understand that, that Mooney, this is bigger than you. Stop complaining like the Israelites. This is bigger than you. Huh? This is greater than you. Huh? Greater than he that's in you, that's greater than he in the world. The work that he started in you is now completed. Don't worry about what other people say. Don't worry about what people are trying to do. Don't worry about it trying to discredit your name. Don't worry about it going on any platform and talk about you and so shade. Don't worry about all those things. Just remember that God, he will bend for you. Just know that God got your back. That it don't matter. God said it don't matter what they say. What did I say? God, I need you to not allow my words, my promise, our conversation to depart from your mouth. I need you to begin to declare what I say. What did I say, daughter? What did I say? What did I tell you from the very beginning when you entered your ministry? What did the prophet I sent to you, didn't even know who you were? What did he say that I said? What did the prophet have told you last year about concerning you about being the author? What did the prophet tell you about how God, God's going to use in the financial industry? What did the prophet say that I said in 2016 that you are the chosen Joseph in your own arena? What did I say? And I need you to declare those things. I need you to declare those things. You asked me to perfect your speech, and I did it. You asked me to increase your hearing. It may not be your natural, but I gave you something better, spiritual hearing. You asked me to increase your level of discernment. I did it. You asked me to purify your heart. I did it. You asked me to move some things out of your way. I did it. When you wanted to go back to school, I made it happen. You didn't have to pay. Well, all these things, what did I say? I told you, Exodus 6, Moni, that they knew me by the God of Abraham. They knew me by what they heard. You said, but they shall know me by my power. And I told you my power. I told all the things that I've done. And God said that in this season, you're going to know him for yourself by his power and by the many miracles that he's going to perform in your life. And I don't know who needs to hear this, but God said that it don't matter what they say. God said if I call you this, you will move in it. God said that no man has the authority to override what I say. I say it, and it shall be so. I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. I am your Father, the true Father. I am your Creator, and I created you. Man can't create. No, no man can create life. The devil can't make life. I'm the only one. God said, what did I say? What did I say? God said, in this season, he wants the people of God to rise up. Kalitha Kumi. He wants the people to, not just his, we talk about his daughter, we talk about the church, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. He said, it's time to rise up. The stone of reproach has been rolled away. It's time to ascend and transcend. God said all that you were going through was just a transition to get you to where? To get you to that promised place. God said, I mandated you. And yet you have dragged your feet and you have delayed in fulfilling the kingdom agenda that I assigned to you. But God said, today, I need you to repent. 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 And God said that God, I need you to repent. And God said that when you repent, God said, I will show you things. Now I will begin to bring restoration. God said, because a lot of the time things are happening in our lives because of our disobedience to fulfill our kingdom agenda. Because we had created idols. We have made man idols over God. We have made their word idols over God's word. God said every high thing that exalts against the knowledge of God. Come on. If you got the mind of God, then every high thing that exalts itself against the mind of Christ. Come on. If you got the mind of Christ, then you're supposed to cast those things down. Put it into captivity and place it under your feet. God said you're not doing it. You're allowing it to exalt itself over me. You idolize it. You ponder over it. You meditate on what man said and not meditate on what I said. God said, I need you to repent. I need you to cast down those thoughts. I need you to destroy those idols. Come on. God said, the reason why you're confused, because I'm speaking to you, but the message that I'm speaking is distorted because the idols that's in your heart. Because you're double-minded. You haven't made a decision who you're going to serve. Are you going to serve me? Or are you going to serve the enemy? And God said, if you choose me, then you chose life. And you chose the abundant life. And you chose me. That means that you got to walk and trust me and be grounded in me and your faith rooted into Christ Jesus and into his word. God said he never said it was going to be easy. But God said, I told you I will walk with you. I'm not going to let it harm you. It won't break you. The trial is temporary. It's just temporary. God said, I still need you to move. It's as I told my son Elijah, that I would not in the rain, I would not in the fire, I would not in the quake, and I would not in the wind. But where I was with you, covering you and protecting you. And God said that I would do the same for you. I just need you to rise up, take that one foot out, take that one foot out and walk this thing. Walk in your kingdom authority. Walk with your head held high with knowing and knowledge your kingdom identity. Walk with that mandate, that charge that I sent to you. Walk with the heavy mantle that I placed on your life to dominate that space that I assigned to you. And go out and fulfill your kingdom agenda. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you, Father, for this word, oh God. I pray for every person that's listening in, oh Father God, that they will rise up, oh God, and not only ascend, but transcend, oh God, into their purpose in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you remove every barrier, social barrier, psychosocial barrier, psychological barrier, physical barrier, material barrier. Barriers, oh God, that God, that you remove those barriers, not only be removed, but it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now, God, that you are beginning to remind them of who they are. Father, I thank you right now, God, that you are reminding them of that. You're reminding them not only of who they are, God, but what they are. You remind them of the mantle, God, that you had dropped upon them, oh God. Father, you remind them, oh God, of the mandate, the charge, oh God, over their life, oh God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, for every person, these real MVP in the name of Jesus, these most valuable people that's on this call, God, that you have raised up in this hour, God, to fulfill their kingdom agenda, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for people that you are sending in their lives and removing, and you are removing the counterfeit, the fake people, oh God. Those that don't align with the vision, oh God. Those that not align with the agenda that you have given them, oh God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that God, you don't even have to show them who they are. God, just remove them in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, God, that everything they need to fulfill the kingdom agenda is be provided for in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. You said if we seek your kingdom, your righteousness, and all things will be added unto us, God. So Father, we're knocking on your door for you to open it up, oh God. Open up the blessings, oh God. Open up the door of the blessing. Open up the door of the financial increase, oh God, that we need to fulfill your agenda. Open up, oh God, every resources that we need, oh God, just to fulfill your agenda, oh God. Father, we're crying out to you, oh God. We're seeking you in this hour, oh God. We're seeking you, oh God. We're seeking guidance. We're seeking knowledge and understanding, God, not only of our kingdom agenda, but the things that's going on in our lives, oh God. Father, help us to respond to the things that's happening to us, God. We want to be more like you. We want to respond like you, oh God. We don't want to, no longer, God, want to drag our feet, oh God. We're no longer going to wait by the poolside and make lame excuses, oh God. We're no longer going to dwell in our pity party, oh God. It'll be bound to that mat of our past, that bound to the mat of our trauma, bound to the mat of poor choices and mistakes that we made, God. We'll no longer be bound to that mat of bad relationship, oh God, and our exes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you break down every demonic infrastructure that your people have been building their life on, they have been building their identity on in the name of Jesus, oh God. We break right now. We break the demonic infrastructure of perversion, the demonic infrastructure of homosexuality and lesbianism. We break it now in the name of Jesus. We break down the infrastructure, oh God, demonic infrastructure of deception, deceitfulness, identity crisis, sexual identity crisis, in the name of Jesus, God. We break it now in the name of Jesus, God. Break down we break and destroy the demonic infrastructure of false doctrine, of religion, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, have your way, oh God. Father, we break and destroy the demonic infrastructure of trauma, but in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we give you the glory, God, because we no longer, God, going to build our identity, build our life on these demonic infrastructure. But God, we choose to repent. We choose, God, to restore our relationship with you, God. We choose, God, to now to build on the foundation that Christ Jesus has laid for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, I give you the glory. God, I give you the praise. God, I honor you right now, God. I prophesy over every person on this call right now that every barrier that you've been struggling with, everything that's been placed in front of you, it shall be annihilated. It shall be removed. It shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. That marriage, that you've been fighting, someone on this call, they've been fighting. They want to walk out on their purpose. They want to fulfill their kingdom agenda, but their husband is keeping them, holding them back. But God said, just trust them. God said, he's going to work it all out. God said, God to continue to be faithful. But God said, stop talking. God said, stop trying to explain yourself. God said, I'm going to do the work in him, not you. God said, I prophesy financial increase right now in the name of Jesus. Financial increases to start their business. Financial increases to start their ministry in the name of Jesus. God's going to send resources. God's going to send people to you in the name of Jesus to help you to launch that ministry, to help you to launch that business. God said, I put my name on it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God said, "Baba Sata, God of all time, your children, Baba Sata, Baba Sata, God that they have got them, Baba Sata, I got your children, the children of all Sata, God said, it won't be a factor, it won't be an issue, Baba Sata, I got the children, I got them, Baba Sata, God, I need you to focus on me, God, to continue to do what you've been doing, but God, to keep your eyes on me, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm coming to bring peace." I'm coming to bring order in your house in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we move, I feel like a snake in someone, a snake that's wrapped around somebody's right leg or right ankle. Father, I command it. Father, in the name of Jesus, release your holy fire. Consume that spirit right now, that serpentine spirit that's wrapping around that leg right now in the name of Jesus. They won't trip. They won't fall in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. Father, release your angels now to pull out their fiery sword and crush his head, slash it up, oh God, and let it be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, shout out about religion. I said that religious spirit, that religious spirit that got the hang on that leg that's keeping you from moving forward. That religious spirit, yeah. That right, the right side means power. Come on. The right side means power. That religious spirit is wrapping around that leg because it don't want you to walk in your kingdom authority. But God said, we annihilate it, oh God. By that, we destroy. Let it be destroyed by the holy fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I call you my daughter by name, and you've been questioning who you are. I don't know who it is for, but God said, I call you by name. And I am who I am. I am here. I'm here to tell you that I called you. I called you one to rise up to lead the women to preach my message, to preach my word. In the name of Jesus, God said, don't be dismayed, for I have confirmed it now in the name of Jesus. No more being dismayed, no more being confused in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, sickness don't have no hold on you. In the name of Jesus, I don't know who that for. Sickness, I hear sickness have no hold on you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just thank you. Oh, we praise you. You're working too many jobs. You got too many jobs. You're doing too many things. You're not being productive. You're being busy. It's time to let go. I told you that I would take care of you. I told you I would provide for you. But you're holding on because of fear. And the reason why you can't fulfill what I assigned you to do, because you've been so busy doing everything else, but you didn't mind the things that I have instructed to you. You didn't trust me. You fed about, you let fear take over, you let fear rule you and guide you to disobedience. Fear be gone in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rise up, people of God. Stop dragging your feet. Rise up. Rise up. Walk in your kingdom authority. Embrace your kingdom identity. There is a kingdom mandate. And God had mantled you for that space to dominate, to rule, and to reign. Rise up. No more excuses. 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 No more. It is finished. It is finished. That day when Jesus was on Calvary. Everything that you're struggling with, everything that you're dealing with, is that it was nailed at the cross at Calvary. And he said, it is finished. He was buried, placed in a rich man's tomb. The stone, when he, the next day, on the third day, the angel came and rolled the stone of reproach away. Do you know what that means? Everything has been wiped away. All things are being made new now. And when the woman of God, Mary Magdalene, and I want you to understand, I want you to get that in your spirit. Mary Magdalene, who has 7 demons. Nobody knows where those demons are. 7 demons. We talk about legion. Jesus had cast all those spirits, but yet Jesus chose her to reveal himself first to her. Why do you think that? Because in spite what was going on, in spite women were not highly respected in ministry or to preach or anything like that, they were considered subservient. She continued to be faithful. She led Jesus' ministry in finance. And then when Jesus showed himself, he gives him her an instruction to go and tell them that I am here. So when she's on her way to go tell them, she sees Jesus again, and Jesus reminds her again, go and tell them. See, Jesus showed himself because she was having doubt. She felt like she was going to be rejected. They weren't going to receive what she said. See, it's not so much about her being a woman. It's about the body of Christ are filled with many people that have been, demons have been cast out of them, imperfect beings that went through so much in their life. And he reminded them, go. Go and do as I say. Reminded them, yes, it is me. I'm telling you to go. I'm telling you to go forth. Get it out of your head. Don't care what they say. I don't care what the leaders, I don't care what they say. I'm telling you to go. So she went and told the disciple. And the very thing that she was afraid of, it happened because they didn't believe her. They didn't even believe her. Mary Magdalene was faithful. She She was there with him at the cross. She dressed him. She prepared his death, everything. She did everything. And she goes, Jesus showed her. And he brought her up again and reminded her, go. I tell you to go. Go to the disciple. The disciple didn't believe it, so they had to go see it for themselves. And I'm telling you, it don't matter if they don't believe you. You just do it. Just do it. Amen. Amen.
Amen. One God, you have a caller. You have a caller on the line that wants prayer. Caller, are you there? Good morning, woman of God. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. She's on the line, prophetess.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. This prayer, I think she already preached to me.
Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we lift up your daughter, oh, Father, God. We lift her up unto you, God, for you to have your way, oh, God. You know her situation, God. You know what you're dealing with, oh, Father, God. We pray, God, you uproot the very thing that is hindering her, God, the thing that she's hesitating to do right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, God. We pray right now, God, you remove every barrier right now in the name of Jesus, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, that you would touch her mind right now. Give her a peace of mind in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, God. Father, I just give you praise for this woman of God, oh God, because Father God, that Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you for this woman of God, that Lord, that you have called out, you have put your name on her in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, there's something that you're battling with, that you're dealing with. Because I don't see your face, but every time I'm praying, I see a lot of red. And then I see, like, darkness, but I see red. And, like, these red bubbles, and I'm steering the spirit, and I see red, and I sense there's some darkness, that you're in a dark place. And there's some area that you are darkened in your understanding about, and you need clarity. I see the red. I don't know if you're bleeding. When I mean bleeding, not physically bleeding, but bleeding maybe spiritually. There's some hurt and some pain, some betrayal. Whatever it is that you've been trying to do, that, you know, people have been hurting you, people have hurt you, people have betrayed you, that you've been, and I just sit bleeding, and you've been in a dark place. But in this season, that you're dark, that you will no longer be darkened in your understanding. You know that there is light. And he is going to enlighten you. He is going to open up the eyes of your heart and show you not only his will, but his will for your life. And it's a reminder of who you are. But the blood shall dry up, that you will no longer bleed again. You will no longer be in pain. You will no longer that wound, that spiritual wound that you endure, that he is healing it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal those wounds right now in the name of Jesus. May the blood that bleeds, the blood that is dripping from the wound that he endured through hurt and pain and betrayal, God, may it dry up now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, you strengthen her, God. You give her newfound strength in the name of Jesus, oh God. I keep hearing the word yes. I don't know if you've been asking God for something, but I hear the word yes. Yes. And I hear the word yes. I see this white light. You know, so whatever, I don't know what you're asking God for, but I hear a word yes. And that I've all shut out. Yes, my daughter. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. We give you praise, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you answer whatever that she's been seeking you for, oh God. We thank you right now, God, that no longer she be dismayed, she be confused, oh God, but now you're giving her clarity, oh God. Father, we thank you for your healing power that's overtaking her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, oh God. But Lord, you are healing her spiritual wound, oh God, that internal wound that she's been holding on to, God. But in this season, I decree, declare, God, that no more holding on to the wound, that no more holding on to the hurt and the pain in the name of Jesus. And Father, we glorify your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
woman. God, I hope it makes sense what I just said.
It does. It does. Just confirming some things that I've been asking God about. I really received the message today. I felt like he was preaching it just me alone. Yes, I'm so grateful.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. Prophetess, let me pray for you before you tell the people how to get in contact with you. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Continue to cover her, Lord, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Make sure an open season for open door for her. Bless her tremendously, Lord, for serving you just like you tell her to do. No holds barred, Lord. Continue to bless the woman of God in this season. Overflow in her life right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, continue to give back what she gave out to your people in this season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Prophetess, let the people know how to get in contact with you if they want to purchase your book or find out about the classes or just hear a word from you. How can they contact you?
Okay. Can I, before I do that, can I pray over, speak blessings over you first before I do that? Do you mind?
No, of course, of course.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Pastor Christina, oh God, well, apostle in the name of Jesus, oh God, apostle of the faith, oh God. Father, I pray now in the name of Jesus, God, that everything that she needs, God, that you would provide for her in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever that area, God, that she's weak in, God, the area that was a ministry that is weak in, God, area that where it's lacking, God, we pray, God, that you fill it to the overflow in the name of Jesus, oh God. I hear good enough. Oh, boy, God, that you are good enough. And that you are more than enough. And that in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now, God, that for the woman of God. I thank you, Father, for her ministry. I thank you for her husband in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you, God, for the ministry, which is a beacon light in the community, God, not just in her community, but in Texas in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the Bible said never despise a small beginning, God. So, Father, I speak expansion, oh, God, in her personal ministry in the name of Jesus. I thank you even now, God, that you're sending her out across geographical borders, oh God, globally in the name of Jesus, because she don't just have a local ministry, she have a global ministry. That means global and local in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are increasing her in that ever before, God, that you're increasing her gift, you're increasing the level of anointing, God, that you are elevating her to the next level, because she has been through some things, oh God. She's been under attack, God. There's some things, God, that keep popping his head up, God, but Lord, she's been faithful to you, oh God. But Father, we annihilate that thing right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you right now for the woman of God, for this platform, oh God. Oh, boy, shout out loud. I hear talk show in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you for the itinerant ministry that's in her, God, that Lord, that you're sending her to cross every city, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father God. Father, we come against any form of hesitation, God. We're coming against insecurity, God. We're coming against even that seed of doubt. Matter of fact, we uproot it now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we replace it with your word, oh God, that you have called her in this season, oh God. Call her out in this season to not only to dig the trench, but I'm stretching your tent now, woman of God. I'm stretching your tent. I shall expand you, Bobo. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to expand you beyond the capacity that you've been serving in this season. This season is like no other. Expanded in the name of Jesus. I'm expanding your mind. I'm expanding your gifts. I'm expanding your whole being, because you are a true master builder as a faith in the name of Jesus. That you go in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your in the name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know who it is for, but I see a healing and deliverance right now. Healing. It's your portion. It's coming to you now in the name of Jesus. Oh,
In the name of Jesus, it is so. It is so. Every one of you, God, it is so. Hear me and hear me. Hear me. It is so. It is so. I destroy that word. I destroy every seed of doubt now in the name of Jesus. I shut the mouth of the chitter-chatter that whispering lies in your ears now in the name of Jesus. I yank the tongue out of the careless whispering that's lying on you, that's deceiving people about you. I said, I ripped out the tongue now in the name of Jesus. We crush that serpenting spirit, that form of witchcraft, that's trying to control your mind, that's trying to control your whole being. But the devil is a liar. He will not prosper. Everything that he tried to throw against you, they will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Why? Because it is your right. It is your inheritance that you have the kingdom authority to condemn those words in Jesus' name. Oh, Boshata, Bedebe, Kobaba, Shadalaba, Bedebe, Kobaba, Dadalaba, Bedebe, Sotaba, Santa, Bedebe, Kobaba, Shaya, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Boshata, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, Boshata, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Amen.
Who do you have a caller that's back on the line? Again, hold on for a second. Woman of God, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Call, are you there? Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. You call back in?
Is it Christine?
Yes,
probably. Can we hear you?
Yes, she can hear you.
No, I just wanted to sow a seed to her. Just give a seed, you know, I received the word. And you have to give me the information on how to do it.
Okay. You can go with the my chat. You can reach me at on Facebook and Instagram at Monique Lavelle. That's Monique MoniqueL.
You're breaking up prophetess. You're breaking up prophetess.
Oh, am
I? I'm sorry, you're breaking up prophetess. Yes, you're breaking up really bad.
Can you hear me? Is it clear now?
It's still muttering a little bit. So whoever you walked off to, it messed it up.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. It's a little better.
Okay. Is this better now?
Yes.
Okay. You can reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Monique Lavelle. That's MoniqueLoviel. You can connect me on my website at www.themastermindagenda.com. And also that my Cash App is at Monique Lavelle. That's MoniqueLoviel. And so also on May 15th, I'll be releasing my ebook, Masterminding Your Kingdom Agenda, Overcoming Barriers to Fulfill Your Kingdom Agenda. The ebook we released on the 15th, and then stay connected for the hard copy. I will have a date for the hard copy soon.
Okay. Woman of God, did you get it? Okay, I guess one on me. Okay. Thank you so much again, Prophetess, for coming on and giving the word. It was much needed for the body of Christ. I can't wait to have you back. It was an honor to have you on, and may God bless you tremendously for coming on and giving his word.
Glory be to God. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
My God, what a word today from the Prophetess McCray. Oh, my God. All I can say, she had me crying, speaking to the woman of God that called in and speaking to me. If y'all didn't hear this word, go back to my page on Prophetess McCray page or to Worldwide Gospel page. It is on there. Such a powerful word from God. The scripture, overcoming scripture, is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth and believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. All God wants is a yes from you. I say this all the time. It doesn't matter what you did last night nor this morning. Nobody's perfect. But he loves that and want that one-on-one time with him, the intimate time with just you and him. Remember, he would never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Let him have his way in your life. Surrender to him. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be worth it. I'm a living witness. I can tell you because of what I've been through, I could have been dead or in jail. But God loved me, little Kashima, to save me. I say this all the time. No one's untouchable. He loves you. We give you three keys. First, get your Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go in to visit, please mask up, sanitize, and be safe. You're welcome to join the Abba House on Sundays at 10:30 and Tuesdays at 7:15. They're on Facebook right now. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are living the word. This must line up. They can't ride the fence being your covering. They have to walk what they're preaching. And again, we have blessed all. If you need it, message me. I will mail it to you. I'll bring it to you. One of our models on Warwick Gospel Coalition is iron sharpens iron. No person left behind. Just because we preach and talk different does not mean we're not under God. No one's alike. Like the one, stop focusing on what everybody else doing. Focus on what God put in you. Stop looking with your eyes. Look with your spiritual eyes and trust in the word of God. If you want to sow into World Gospel Nation, it's $WGC2020. $WGC2020. And know that you are loved. Again, we thank you for coming on. Have a blessed and phenomenal day. And know that God is always right there. Talk to you guys in the morning. Be blessed.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea, couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal,
like you can. O most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out.